Hope you got your shitting pants on.
Because you are about to shit your pants.
A jelly donut!
I'm your huckleberry.
You're not looking at the big picture! You're not looking at the big picture!
Sir, all it is medulla oblongata.
That's right. Welcome to the big picture, and here we go. All right. First off, I didn't get to do a show last week, largely in part because of the holiday and the fact that I am just fucking busy, too busy all the time. Unfortunately, this week it's going to be a shortened show. I'm going to give you the best that I can, but there's been something that's been on my mind, and I think I need to get it off my chest this week. Okay. So let me set this up for you. As a photographer, I always do, you know, a lot on social media. I share certain bits and pieces of relevant information regarding to photography or, in fact, my photography. Well, be that it as it may, I know I didn't even say that right, so excuse me for misspeaking some words here. I am tired. I'm not drunk. I'm just tired. Okay. So here's the way it works. I get a message on Facebook. Somebody wanted to book me for a headshot. And I was all up for it, ready to do it. And, you know, had everything all set up. And then they asked me what the price was. So I told them the price. Well, they backpedaled real quick out of even doing the headshot. No, I'm going to say this. Is my price overpriced? No, it's not. I'm very reasonable based on the demographic location. Where if I were living in, you know, other areas, I could charge a heck of a lot more for doing the very same thing. But being that we live in the rectum of New York State, you know, Orleans County, and there isn't a lot of good things here, you know, I mean, jobs-wise, things like that, people have limited income streams. And I understand that, and I sympathize with that, and I try to do things about that to make things easier for people in this area. But a lot of this is out of my control. I can't do anything about it. So, you know, I was a little taken back that this individual decided that they didn't want to do the headshot based on my price. And I gave it a little bit of time, you know, basically apologized. Sorry, I couldn't help you. But I revisited it and asked them, you know, why? Was it sticker shock? And they said, yes, it was. They, you know, and I says, well, what did you expect to pay for a, you know, high-quality headshot? And he said that the people in the office had theirs done for that $60 range. And I said, okay, do you see a difference in what I do and what they did? Well, yeah. So it goes further down the rabbit hole because I had said, okay, if you see a difference and let's state a fact, the photos make a difference in business. Prime example, my animal shots, my dog shots, cat shots, it's increased adoptions by 22%. I'm very proud of that number. That number was given to me by the animal shelter that I did the shots for. People saw the photos. They really liked what they saw. They went in there and adopted the shit out of a bunch of, you know, animals, which is really cool. So there is a significant value in having a photograph professionally taken. So I offered, okay, this individual the chance to come into my studio and just to prove a point to this individual, I would do the headshot for free. They would just have to buy the photos. I thought that was a pretty cool offer considering. They didn't want to do that. They felt that, you know, that would be taking advantage of me. Oh, wait a minute. You want to give me $60, you know, for doing your headshot, and that's not taking advantage of me, but you don't want to take advantage of me by me offering you a free shoot? You know, buy your photos. There you go. You're done. Yeah, just to prove a point. Anyway, where it gets even squirrelier than this is I saw afterwards where this person had done a cell phone photo in a headshot style, and they posted that photo and said, you know, I did my own headshot, and look, I saved $200. Well, of course you did. You know, what you're not realizing is that everybody that is seeing the photo is telling you, oh, you did a nice job. You did a nice job. Well, they're being nice because you did not do a nice job. Your photo looks like shit. You know, I don't want to be gross, but it really looks like shit. And I'm sorry. Okay, yeah, I have a personal interest. Not really, but sort of. I wish people wouldn't lie about it, you know. And the thing is, you know, you get back and you do your research and you start looking at the other photographs of other people that are in this very same office and you realize, okay, now I see where the problem comes in. And this is what's interesting. It was explained to me because, you know, I do belong to the headshot crew and there are people in there that push me or teach me techniques and tricks to even get better, including, you know, some of the higher up, more regarded headshot photographers in the headshot crew. And I guess this is the best way to look at it from my standpoint. First off, people don't even realize that they have a problem, but you realize that they do. And what's the hardest thing in the world as a pill to swallow is the fact that you know they have a problem and you know that sitting right in front of them is the solution. When I heard that broken down by Pam Stuckenberg, I thought, how insightful. This is really a great way to look at it. So the thing is you can offer a service and people will either accept your offer or they won't. And you shouldn't really dwell on it. If you're willing to do something for somebody and there's like no appreciation for it, then fuck it. Why put yourself out there? You know, that's all I'm saying. So let me give you an update on the last couple of weeks and things that have gone on. I ground through another Santa and kids session at the Medina Theater. We shot a lot of photos and raised a lot of money for the old time Christmas. Those photos were all uploaded to the website. People, parents, grandparents, whoever can get copies of the photographs if they so choose to do it. It was announced on Facebook. Of course, you know, things like that normally don't get a lot of reaction. What did get a lot of reaction is a couple of the photos that I took of the fireworks afterwards. yeah, I'm going to say it. I did a great job. And the people in the town think that I did really great, you know, representing the village of Medina. People are liking the photo, whether or not, you know, there'll just be people that look at it. You know, that's all it really is. So anyway, we have that going on. I did a few headshots for some photographers that, you know, I'm kind of building relationships with. I also did a published model who we plan on. It's funny, the model. She was fucking awesome. Okay, and I had asked her some questions, some routine questions that I ask everybody that comes in. You know, what are they looking for? Things like this, and she responded in a way that I've never had happen before, and it was basically, what are you looking for? You know, what do you expect out of this shoot? And, you know, I mean, I get it. I mean, she's listening to perception of somebody who she knows And this person knows the type of work I do. And she thought that I was kind of, you know, one of these uppity guys, an uppity photographer, you know, very, very, which, okay, maybe I am. But the thing is when we went to work and she actually saw, you know, what I could do, the whole perception changed. And we captured some great images. She was a great model. A lot of fun to work with. We really created some awesome shots. So anyway, that's kind of what's been going on over the last 2 weeks for me. So much is going on. You know, this is just on the photography side. You guys don't even hear the side of life, you know, which I don't, you know, I'm not going to bring up on this program. Anyway, to summarize everything, first and foremost, let's get two things straight. People and money are dicks, okay? People don't like to be separated from their money. I understand that. But they also need to understand that I have separated myself from some of my money to purchase top quality equipment so I can produce a product that is sought after. And as I learn more and more every day, what I'm doing is being sought after. So that's awesome. Great. Another thing that I want to talk about very quickly and briefly is I saw it again this weekend doing the photography work in Medina, New York, where one of the event hosts had brought in a lesser photographer or somebody with not a lot of experience, didn't have the tools of the trade per se. And all I heard about was how terrible it was, how terrible the shoot went. The photographer was unprofessional. The photographer didn't have this. The photographer didn't have that. There was just a lot of stuff. So, you know, it comes down to people need to do their research and figure this out. I mean, there's another photographer that I thought of reaching out to try to get involved with this project, because seemingly this is something that I do every year, which I didn't want to do this year, but I did it anyway, you know, for friends. Let's put it that way. I was asked by friends to do this, so I did. I know that sounds kind of crazy, but, you know, hey, I've got a few screw loose in this dome of mine, so I can sit there and admit it. The content this week, fast and furious, not a lot to say, largely in part because I'm exhausted, and I just wanted to put something together for you people this week, whether you know, anybody's listening or not, I don't know. I've asked for numbers on the program with All Western New York News, and I haven't gotten them yet, Mr. Loeffler. Mr. Loeffler. Anyway, no worries. I know that All Western New York recently had voting for a variety of topics. I guess the only way that you find out is to go to the party sometime in January. Well, I'm not patient enough to wait till the party. So, you know, congratulations to whoever won. And because I know this show sucks and it stands no chance. But hey, you never know. One can hope, right? Anyway, that's about all I have to fucking say this week. I know it's short. It's going to be short until I can get some things back under control in the real world. But I'm going to give you the content that I can give you. So people, take care, have fun, stay blessed, keep grinding, do what you got to do. And don't be a cheap ass. Okay. Don't use a fucking cell phone for a professional headshot, especially if you're a professional person. You know, that's just stupid. Cell phone shots are just not going to give you what a real professional camera and a real professional photographer can get for you. Okay? Excuse me. Anyway, that's about all I have for this week, okay? So I hope you enjoyed the show, and I will try to give you a little more content next week. All right, see ya.
Attack, front to back, in this thing called rap. Digging like a shovel, rhyme double on a heavenly level. Bang the bass,
turn up the treble. Radical mind, day and night, all the time. 714, wise, divine. Maniac, brainiac, winning the game. I'm the lyrical Jesse James. Quality, I possess, some say I'm fresh. When my voice goes through the mesh of the microphone that I am holding. Copywritten lyrics so they can't be stolen if they are not. Don't need the police to try to save them. Your voice will sing, so peace. Stay off my back or I will attack. And you don't want that.